American Public Media.
This public radio podcast is supported by the School of Graduate Studies at St. Cloud State University, offering more than 70 graduate programs and certificates. More information at stcloudstate.edu.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode...
Thanks for meeting with us today.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. These are trying economic times.
Yeah, but we really appreciate you taking a moment to look over our portfolio.
Yeah, well, as I said, you've diversified pretty well, and you have a lot of investment in Europe, so that might leave you in fairly good shape.
So you think we're going to be safe then?
Well, it's hard to say. The best you can do is continue what you're doing and be patient as the markets stabilize. We hope.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
No problem. As your financial advisor, that's why I'm here.
Yeah. Speaking of which, the sign on your door says advisor, spelled A-D-V-I-S-E-R.
All right.
But your business card reads advisor with an O-R.
Okay, but what's that got to do with anything?
Well, which one is correct, O-R or E-R?
How am I supposed to know? I'm a numbers guy.
Today on Grammar Grader, we're taking a question from Joan, a listener in Plymouth, Minnesota. Joan writes,
I have a question about the spelling of nouns that are formed from verbs. Some end in E-R and some end in O-R. Is there a method to this madness? For example, editor, inspector, director, recorder, writer, performer, closer, eater.
Thanks for the question, Joan. The words Joan lists in her message are called agent nouns. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, agent nouns are persons or things that perform an action. For example, advisor is an agent noun. It's a person who gives advice. The words Joan lists in her email are also agent nouns.
Editor, inspector, director, recorder, writer, performer.
But the nub of Joan's message is that some of these end in ER and others in OR. What's behind this inconsistency? Gordon Jarvie, in the Bloomsbury Grammar Guide, defines ER as a highly productive English suffix, giving, among other things, nouns denoting a person or doer of an action, often indicating a job or a pastime, as in singer, baker, employer, lawyer, speaker, miller, manager, photographer, reporter, farmer, teacher. Whew. The Oxford English Dictionary describes a few ways ER can be used. One way is to signify a person involved in or with an occupation or profession.
My brother is a baker.
Mary is a geographer.
Another way is to signify a person originating or resident in a place.
Martin is a Southerner.
Max is a New Yorker.
It can also signify a person or thing belonging to or connected with.
Margaret is a third grader.
Uncle Morty is an old-timer.
And Gordon Jarvie also notes that sometimes the ending becomes AR, as in liar or beggar. Meanwhile, Jarvie defines OR as a Latin agent noun suffix, as in actor, collector, competitor, conductor, director, editor, governor, inspector, narrator, prosecutor, spectator, visitor. Whew. This also is found in the names of certain objects.
Honey, have you seen the calculator?
It's in the refrigerator.
Okay. What?
As far as determining which words end in ER and which ones end in OR, the Oxford English Dictionary makes some historical distinctions, attributing ER to words of English origin and OR to words that entered English from Anglo-Norman, Old French, or Latin. An interesting illustration of this distinction is found in occupational surnames that originated in England. Consider, for example, such names as Miller,
someone involved in milling,
Cooper,
a maker of barrels or casks,
Fuller,
a person who converts wool to cloth,
and obvious ones like hunter, baker, joiner, etc. These derive from English and have ER at the end. By contrast, a name like Taylor,
Taylor?
Yes, my surname, Taylor, another English occupational name, originally derives from French tailleur. Thus it received the OR ending, consistent with the explanation offered in the Oxford English Dictionary.
In common usage, it's important to know that the name of someone who cuts and alters clothing is spelled T-A-I-L-O-R. The Y in the surname is a remnant from Middle English.
Unfortunately, Yet, typically, for most rules in English, there are too many exceptions to create a hard and fast rule. Fowler's Modern English Usage sums up this ER versus OR situation as follows.
The agent termination, ER, can theoretically be joined to any existing English verb. In practice, many such words, and there are about 100 of them in common usage, have ER as a termination and others have OR. Scholarly attempts to account for the distribution of the ER and OR forms continue to be made, but the problem remains unresolved.
And the Oxford English Dictionary explains the situation as such.
The distinction between ER and OR as the ending of agent nouns is purely historical and orthographical. In the present spoken language, they are both pronounced the same. In received spelling, the choice between the two forms is often capricious or determined by other than historical reasons.
All right, but what about me? Is it financial advisor with an ER or an OR?
According to Fowler's, either spelling is acceptable. The shorter Oxford English Dictionary says OR is a chiefly U.S. spelling, but that's quickly negated by the UPI Stylebook and Guide to News Writing, which says that advisor must always be spelled with ER and never OR.
So this is one of those style guide things where you just pay attention to which style book you're using.
It appears so.
And overall, a lot of knowing when to use ER versus OR comes down to just study and memorization?
Yep.
Choose one or the other and then stick with it for consistent writing?
Pretty much.
Isn't that our financial advisor?
Yes. Hello, Bob.
Hey, nice to see you again. I think I got the ER and OR thing sorted out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my company says with the word advisor, it prefers ER, and we should stay away from OR.
Okay, so what does that mean?
It just means that I get all new business cards. So let's say for its spelling advice, I come to you.
Sounds good.
But for financial advice...
You come to me.
You got it.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Bloomsbury Grammar Guide by Gordon Jarvie, from Fowler's Modern English Usage by R.W. Birchfield, and from the Oxford English Dictionary, all of which are available at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey, John Ryan, and Julia Schrankler. Our producers are Brett Baldwin and Jen Houck. John Pearson is the executive producer. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, participate in the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com. Such a thrill.